I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. That's 800-605-1680.
Get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
Golfers listen because we speak their language every Sunday right here on Tee to Green, the golf show, and all you have to do is listen. Hello and welcome. Whether you're a regular listener or a first-time listener, thank you, and thanks for being the most important part of what we do. I'm Jay Ritchie, the Duke. Robert DeCose is in Master Control. Co-host Debbie O'Connell is off today. And on today's show, we'll look at public golf courses versus private golf courses. Since COVID, the number of golfers who belong to private clubs is up nearly 50%. How is that impacting golf and the golf industry in the United States? Well, we'll get the report from Eric Matuszewski with the National Golf Foundation today here on Tee to Green. That's just a small part of today's show. Also today, our friend Mike May will be back with us. It's been a while since we spoke with Mike, and he's been busy. Mike's a golf travel writer, and he spent part of the past two summers traveling to England and to Scotland, playing some of the most historic old golf courses in the world. But he's back home, got a bunch of good stories, and he's got a bag full of great stories that he'll tell us about today here on Tee to Green. Mike May, back with us today on Tee to Green to tell us some good golf stories. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
It's early Sunday morning. The sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh, Lord, what club should I choose? You know I'm lost out in the forest. Save me from those double bogey blues.
It's America's longest running network radio golf show, Tee to Green, stream live at sportsbyline.com. You can also hear us on iHeartRadio, the TuneIn apps, Stitcher Radio, and worldwide on the American Forces Network. I'm Jay Ritchie, teeing it up and talking golf with Mike May next, right here on Tee to Green.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
If your vibe is the earlier the better, Lowe's early Black Friday deals are a no-brainer. Get up to 35% off select major appliances, and rewards members get free delivery, haul-away, basic installation, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 11/4. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. LG member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
At Bank of America, we asked our teammates, what makes this company a great place to work?
There's very little that you can't accomplish working for Bank of America.
If you prove yourself, you can try over in a totally new way.
You can learn so much here. You're the owner of your career.
See how our teammates are growing in their careers at bankofamerica.com/great place to work. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America, proud to be an equal opportunity employer.
Destination listening for dedicated golfers, and you found it once again. It's Tee to Green. It's the Golf Show. Hi, everyone, and welcome in. Time to talk a little golf. I'm Jay Ritchie. Debbie O'Connell is off today. Debbie is at the New York City Marathon. She's not running, but she has a family member who is, and Debbie is there in support of her family member. Good for her. Maybe we'll get a full report. Debbie, not just on golf, but on the New York City Marathon as well. Next time she is with us on the show. Robert DeCosa is in master control. And on the show today, what's always fun, and one of the neat things about doing this radio show and doing it for a long time, is when we get a chance to catch up with some old friends and get guests on that we haven't heard from or talked to in a while. And that's the case on today's show. Later in the hour, Eric Matuszewski from the National Golf Foundation is going to be here. The NGF has a report out on private golf courses versus public golf courses, and there's some eye-opening numbers regarding that. It's notable that while more people are playing golf than ever before, private play is up more than play at public courses, and we'll talk to Eric Matuszewski about that later in the show and what kind of impact that is having on the golf industry here in the U.S. Our first guest is a guy we've had on the show numerous times, but not for a while. He has been busy. We're talking about Mike May. Mike is he wears a lot of hats. He's a golf travel writer. He's working for R2 Technologies, the official scoring provider of the LPGA Tour. And the past couple of summers, he was over in England and Scotland, and he got a chance to stay and play at some of the most historic old golf courses in the world. And he's got a golf bag full of stories about his past two summers. And we welcome Mike May back to Tee to Green. Hello, Michael. How are you?
I'm doing well, Jay. How are you? It's a pleasure to be back on the air with you guys.
Yeah, it's been too long. Let's update folks just a little bit about your background. I mentioned that you wear a lot of different hats. So let's talk about your background and what you've been doing in golf for the last few years.
Well, starting in 2020, I started a gig with the R2 Innovative Technologies, which is based here in Wellington, Florida, which is a western suburb of West Palm Beach, where I live, and R2IT, as they're known, is the official scoring provider of the LPGA Tour. If you watch any LPGA telecast on Golf Channel at the end, they say credits. The credits say live scoring provided by R2 Innovative Technology. And I've had a chance to be on tour for a number of events since 2020 when play resumed in Toledo in August of that year. And it's, in my opinion, it's the best scoring system in golf. Based on how simple it is to implement and how much data we collect just through tracking shots by every player from any part of the golf course where they find themselves in, whether it's the tee, the green, the fairway rough, greenside bunker, things like that.
And you also started dabbling in writing somewhere along the way.
My golf writing really dates back to July of 1983 when I was a rising junior at the University of Florida, and I spent the summer in Europe working on a flower bulb and potato farm, being a manual labor. And a buddy of mine, we, at the end of the summer of 83, before going back to college, we had purchased tickets to all 4 days at the Open, which was held at Royal Birkdale in England, where the Open will be next year. And I was there for part of the Wednesday practice day, all 4 days of the Open, and then my buddy and I, we played the course the day after, on the Monday afterwards. So I came back to my then home in Daytona Beach, Florida. I sat down and said, I had the most remarkable experience being at the Open for all 4 days, including the Wednesday practice day. I sat down and wrote a post-diary report like I was a sports writer. And that really is the beginning of all this golf writing. There really has been a passion of mine for the last 12, 13 years. I have affiliations with about 12 different publications, digital, print, state ones, regional ones. It's been quite a fascinating journey, and I like to think my most exciting days are still in my future.
Yeah, you went from a potato farm to some of the greatest historic old golf courses in the world, basically, right?
Yes, that's, we actually lived in England for 4 years from 1977 to 81 down in Cornwall, very southwest, and I was a member as a junior at the West Cornwall Golf Club, which is the home course of the late, great, legendary Jim Barnes, who won the first two PGA championships. And so that exposure to that Lynx golf course, having grown up in a parkland golf course in southern Indiana, really opened my eyes about golf, and I started, developing a rabid affiliation with the sport. And then a couple years later, I go to the Open, come back, and end up writing a 22-page manuscript that I still have on my mom's old Smith Corona typewriter. And that passion for golf that developed at the West Cornwall Golf Club in the late 70s and then matured as a human being, I thought, I've got to write about this golf experience at the Open, because in 40, 50 years, when I get on Tee to Green Radio with Jay Ritchie, I want to be able to talk about it.
There you go. Well, you had the crystal ball going very early, didn't you?
So I still have the original manuscript, and I look back on it, and there's some things that took place that year that I would have forgotten. So I'm glad I wrote it down. And I always encourage people who go on these great journeys, whether it's a cruise or whatever, write about it, because you'll appreciate it down the road that you documented what you did.
That's a great suggestion. Yeah, I like that. Mike May is with us, golf travel writer, and you, over the past couple of summers, had a chance to kind of relive those experiences overseas and hit some of the most historic old golf courses in England and in Scotland as well. And I know you got a whole bunch of good stories about that. So let's go back and revisit. You went back where, August of 24, you were in Scotland?
Yes, I actually was assigned to work the LPGA event at Dundonald Links, which is in western Scotland along the Irish Sea, or the Firth of Clyde. And so I worked the LPGA event, and instead of just coming home afterwards, I stayed for another 6 days and rented a car and went up to Dornick, which is the home of Donald Ross. Dornick has been on my radar screen for about 40 years. I read a story about it by a trip there by former Indiana University basketball coach Bobby Knight, who once went there and was interviewed about it, and I thought, boy, that Dornick, Royal Dornick. I've got to get there somehow, some way. It's a good 2.5 hours north of St. Andrews, and it's on the east coast of Scotland. And so at the end of the last year's Women's Scottish Open, I rented a car and made my way to the north of Scotland, to the Scottish Highlands. The LPGA Tour stayed in Scotland. They went over to the old course of St. Andrews for their Women's Open. I wasn't working that event, so I was free to do whatever. And so I went up to, but on the while we're on the west coast of Scotland, we played Western Gales, which is just pure links golf, right there on the banks of the Firth of Clyde. And they say that at Western Gales you can experience four seasons in one day. Well, fortunately, we had one season in one day. It was like 65 degrees, sunny, light breeze. There were three of us, two of myself and two of my LPGA Tour colleagues, and we just had the most amazing day. And then at the end of the golf tournament, which finished early, we were able to get on to Prestwick, which is the home of the first Open, and to this day has hosted the second most Open championships, second only to the old course. And that was just a pure delight. I remember, I think I chipped in for a birdie on 13, but walking the 18th fairway, where so many of the great legends of the game have played, J.H. Taylor, Harry Vardon, Jim Barnes, as well as people like Sarazen and Hagen. It's the last Open there was held in 1925, and again, we will get to the year 2100, and based on the rotation, by then, by the end of this century, Prestwick still will have hosted the second most number of Opens. It's some of the holes are a little quirky, but that's okay. The first Open was actually held on one day. They had 12 holes. They played 12 holes three times. And I think the first winner was Willie Park or something like that. I have to check the record books. But to see the site of the first ever shot, the first ever Open, which I think was October of 1860, is just mind-blowing.
That's pretty cool. And all those courses are close enough together where you can do them easily, in one or two days?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Western Gales and Prestwick are literally just a few miles apart. And in between is Royal Troon that held the Open last year. In fact, Royal Troon and Prestwick do share a common border. So they're all just clumped together. And then after that, I drove up to Dornick and played Royal Dornick and then went over to Castle Stewart and then down to Nairn. It was just a whirlwind trip. I played 9 rounds of golf in 13 days, and every round of golf was either by myself, but only a few, but every other time, my partners were always Americans. I never played with someone from Scotland. So they're
all right. Mike, we need to take a quick break, come back, second segment. I want to ask you about Nairn when we come back. We're with Mike May, travel golf writer, today on Tee to Green. More right after this.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135. It's time for you to come to Branson, Missouri for the trip of a lifetime. Located right in the middle of the country, you can drive or fly there. We put together a deal of a lifetime for you to experience Branson. Right now, you can get a 3-day, 2-night package for only $79 total. We're even including 4 free Branson show tickets. Call the special Branson hotline number right now to learn more. 800-497-7198. 800-497-7198. If you've never been to Branson, Missouri, come visit and see what we have to offer. Beautiful lakes, casual and upscale restaurants, tons of shows and activities for everyone. And for $79 total, you can't beat it. So pick up your phone right now and call the Branson Travel Hotline. Claim your 3-day, 2-night package plus 4 free show tickets for only $79 total. Call now. 800-497-7198. That's 800-497-7198.
It's news, it's interviews, and it's lots of fun, too, for everyone interested in golf. And we do it every Sunday here on Tee to Green, the golf show. I'm Jay Ritchie, and our guest, we continue with Mike May, golf travel writer, who the last couple of summers made a couple of trips over to England and Scotland. And in Scotland in 2024, played a number of historic old golf courses. Mike, one of those you played was called Nairn. And there was something at Nairn, I hope I'm pronouncing this right, called the Bothy, B-O-T-H-Y. Fill us in on that. Tell us the story.
Yeah, Nairn is was designed by James Braid, and back in the 1800s, he said the grass or the turf was just remarkably ideal for golf, and that of course rings true to this day. At Nairn, I've heard many say that if you compare Nairn with the old course, it's 50-50. You're as drawn as much to Nairn as you are the old course. I refer to Nairn as simplistically pure, if not brilliant. Yeah, the first 9 holes hug the Moray Firth. Literally, there's the fairway. You go about maybe 20 yards to your right on the right side of the fairway, and you got the rocks, and then below that you have the sand. So if you do veer to the right at low tide, you can walk down there and pitch your ball off the sand and put it back in play, as I did once. But at the end of the 9 holes, there's a big white building that used to be an old salmon curing shed, and they turned that into a halfway house that they refer to as the Bothy, B-O-T-H-Y. They have a fire going on in there if necessary. There's a clock, there's a bathroom, and you can get yourself a snack or a drink of any kind to sort of fortify you for you can survive the next 9 holes, which go back. So it's 9 holes out, the 10th tee is out in the country, as they say, and then you come back 9 holes toward the clubhouse. It's just an amazing experience. If you really want to experience Scottish golf at its finest, you can hire a caddy there. And but it's an easy course to walk. And again, the first 9 holes, water up the right. There's nothing on the golf course as far as a water hazard because you have the Moray Firth to your right all the way on the first 9 holes. You don't need a lake. You don't need a pond. You don't need a stream. I think actually there may be a stream that's in front of one of the greens towards the end of the back 9. But it's just pure Lynx golf, and it's just a thrill to play Nairn. You have to play Nairn twice, first to experience it, second to play it.
Yeah. Okay. I thought it was interesting, too, you talked about the Bothy. If you go in there, you can stay as long as you want, and then you can go back out and finish your round, and if you lose your place, you just wait, you slip back in somewhere in between some other groups and keep playing. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's very... I don't think most people do that, but there's a there's a picture. The caddies love the Vossi because they get a chance to sit down and relax and recharge their batteries for the last nine holes. Again, it's not as difficult course to walk, but you can see the Vossi from the first tee. And as you get closer and closer, it gets bigger and bigger. But it's not a very big, overpowering shed. There's no internet out there that I know of. But if you want a little Scotch whiskey pick-me-up, they'll sell you one of those. Or if you want a hot cup of coffee or a cold Coca-Cola or a meat pie, they've got it all. Chocolate, you name it.
Mike May, golf travel writer, with us today here on Tee to Green. And then more recently, Mike, you spent this part of this past summer in England, in the London area, and you caught up with a couple of historic old courses there as well. Tell us about that.
Yes, I actually went to the county of Kent, which is immediately to the southeast of England. Kent is the English county that's closest to France. It's bordered to the east by the English Channel, and I had a chance to visit Prince's. And Prince's is sort of a group of three golf courses that are all have had opens. The 1932 Open was held at Prince's, won by Gene Sarazen. That's where he introduced the sand wedge. Sharing a border with Prince's is Royal St. George's, which has hosted the second most opens outside of Scotland. And this, about 15 minutes down the road, is Royal Stink, Stinque Course, Porcs, that hosted the Open in 1909 and 1920. But I played Prince's, and I stayed at the Lodge of Prince's that is now my favorite overnight accommodation for visiting golfers. It's absolutely brilliant. It really caters to the golfers. It's a series of three buildings that have a total of about 38 rooms, and there's a nice bar, a practice putting green outside, and first-class food and spacious rooms that are ideal for golfers. And it's for the Open, many of the VIPs with the RNA, they all stay when the Open's at Royal St. George's. They all stay at the Lodge at Prince's. So
the legend has it, Sarazen invented the sand wedge. Was it for the bunkers specifically there at Prince's?
Well, the reason why, I mean, all these open courses have a fair number of bunkers, but I guess at that point in his life, he realized that the bunkers were a little bit more challenging than what his existing clubs would cater to. And in fact, at the Lodge at Prince's, there is a little mini museum called the Gallery, and it's free to attend. It's always locked, but you have to get a guided tour, but it can be easily arranged. Anyway, Sarazen's original sandwich is on display inside the gallery, inside the Lodge at Prince's. It's a little mini museum on golf about history made at Prince's.
I got a couple more questions for you. When you talk about Scottish golf or golf in that part of the world, and you mentioned it a couple of times just today talking about it, you talk about the Firth. For people who aren't that familiar, what is a Firth? Is it a lake? Is it the ocean? What exactly is a Firth?
That's a great question. A Firth, F-I-R-T-H, is basically a Scottish term for a bay. So it's a saltwater subdivision of either the Irish Sea to the west or the North Sea to the east. So it's a little inlet or an estuary. So you've got the Moray Firth and the Firth of Clyde and the Dornick Firth. So these are all little tributaries off the North Sea that feed into the coastline they're all saltwater bodies of water, and they all generate climate conditions that make the game of golf enjoyable at times.
Yeah, you were there in the summer. Is that the best time to go? Are there summers like our summers here in the States?
Well, to be honest, I've known people who've gone to Scotland in April and have had marvelous weather. They go in October, have marvelous weather, and they go in July, and it pours with rain. So you just have to sort of be aware of the fact that this country has water on all sides, fairly good-sized seas and ocean-like bodies of water, and the weather can change rather quickly. I've been told that the weather can be a little bit more severe on the west coast of Scotland than it does on the east coast. By the time it gets to the east coast, it's dissipated a little bit, but I was fortunate that I only played one round of golf in some drizzly rain, and that was at the Dornick Golf Club, where there's two courses. There's the championship course that I played twice. It's considered the third best golf course in the world outside the U.S. And then its sister course is called the Struery, S-T-R-U-I-E. It's considered one of the top 50 golf courses in Scotland. When I played the Struery course, I actually played in a very light mist, but I didn't mind it. It allowed me to really focus on every shot. I kept my gloves dry, and I played pretty well in the mist. So the weather can just be ready for anything. And when they say that you can experience four types of weather at the Western Gales in one day, they're telling the truth. But fortunately, when I played it, I had one nice day, so I was fortunate.
Are you going back to spring or summer? I know you're starting some other things like high school golf coaching. How's that going?
Doing well. I'm actually, when I'm not on the LPGA Tour, which is, I've done that many events this year, so I've actually transitioned into being a full-time high school history teacher in West Palm Beach. And I'm also their high school golf coach. That's gone rather well. I know a little bit about the golf swing. And in fact, I've got a girl named Stacy Pla. I'm sure she doesn't mind her name being publicized. She's got a good chance to be a Florida State golf champion as an individual this year when the state championships are held next weekend over in Howling Hills. But, so it's been a thrill to be on the golf course in whatever capacity, whether I'm helping to organize a golf tournament as a golf writer or helping take the next generation of people into the game. It's all good.
Well, we always appreciate you taking the time to stop by and talk a little golf with us here on Tee to Green. Mike May with us today on the show. Thank you, Michael, and best of luck to you, whatever you're doing in the future.
Thank you so much. I look forward to coming back again.
Mike May today here on Tee to Green. Be right back.
Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now, 800-482-8399, 800-482-8399, 800-482-8399. That's 800-482-8399.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. we provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
The show by golfers for golfers, where golf is the language we speak every Sunday, right here on Tee to Green, the golf show. Hi again, everyone, and welcome. Thanks for listening today, and thank you for being the most important part of what we do. We couldn't do this show without you. I'm Jay Ritchie. Debbie O'Connell is off today. Robert DeCose is in master control. And do we have Eric? Robert, do we have Eric ready to go? Are you there, Eric? Okay, we're trying to get hooked up with Eric Matuszewski from the National Golf Foundation here on Tee to Green. And while we're waiting, a quick reminder from our friends at Divot Magazine. If you're tired or paying too much for golf, you need to get the Green Saver. The Green Saver, your ticket to year-round discounted golf at top golf courses and indoor facilities throughout Colorado and Nevada. And now you can take advantage of the late summer discount and save and play even more. The late summer discount rate for the Green Saver book, $29. For the Green Saver mobile, $29. And if you get the book and mobile combined, you're talking just $49. What do you get? Well, free green fees, buy one, get ones, half off, free cart rentals, free range balls, free golf club analysis, and loft lie, an adjustment, free putter grip, free tour alignment sticks. Plus, you get course clubhouse food and beverage discounts as well. Remember, the more you play, the more you're going to save. And you can also, I mentioned the late summer discount for the 2025 Green Saver. You can also buy your 2026 Green Saver. If you buy it now, save $10.
Jay, I don't even live in Colorado. I'm ready to sign up for that.
Yeah, the book is $54, now just $44. The book and mobile, regular $79, now just $69. Go to greensavergolf.com, greensavergolf.com, and never pay full price to golf again. Well, Eric's ready to go, jumping right in there. Hey, Eric, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Good to talk to you again.
Eric Matuszewski is the editorial director for the National Golf Foundation since, 1936. The NGF is an organization supported by thousands of golf-related businesses and individuals who rely on the NGF to provide the most up-to-date, the most accurate, and objective insights into the state of the game and the business of golf. It's the only trade association for everyone in the golf business. And we're happy to check in and catch up with Eric. It's been a couple of years since we had him on the show. I was reading through some notes the other day, and the NGF did a report on private golf courses versus public golf courses with some eye-opening numbers, I thought, coming out of that. One of the things that, of course, is obvious to everyone who's following the game, Eric, is that more people are playing golf than ever before, and break it down as far as the play of at private courses versus public courses.
Yeah, you know what's interesting is, you know, we've talked about in the past that those Tiger boom years, and now in this post-COVID era, we've certainly seen an uptick in participation and play. And what's fascinating is, you know, these plays, this golf, the number of rounds that are being played right now are at record levels, even though we have fewer golf courses today than we did when, you know, Tiger was making at his peak and bringing a lot of new people into the game. And because of that, obviously, the majority of play is at public golf courses, but we've seen waiting lists at private clubs start to stretch out. There's a lot of play going on at private clubs as well, and some of the new development is out of balance, you know, in terms of, you know, 75% of existing golf courses are public, and yet among new development courses that are being built, over half of them are private. You know, there's a lot of demand right there. People are having a lot of struggles in some areas of the country getting tee times, and they're turning more and more to try and find, join a public or a private club to try and get those, that access. So it's interesting to see what's happening. We're at a kind of turning stone point in the golf industry and this new era of golf. And, you know, some of the numbers out there are fascinating. We're headed for another record-setting year when it comes to play, and this will be the fourth time in the past 5 years that we've seen a record number of rounds nationwide, over 500 million.
And it sounds like, from the report that I was reading from the NGF, that the concern is these private courses are filling up. They're getting close to capacity. They can only have so many members. And is that, how worried should we be about that?
Yeah, and that's one of the things we do. We do a lot of not only consumer sentiment surveys, but operator surveys. You know, we reach out and we ask questions about what's happening in their business. And, you know, when we talk about capacity, we are asking these operators, how many more rounds can they reasonably handle before it starts to have a negative effect on their business, right? It may not be member capacity, but it's going to be how much play can they really, how much more play can they handle before it starts to have an adverse effect. And what we're seeing right now, as you can imagine, you know, you've heard stories from people about full tee sheets across the country at different clubs and public clubs. That's certainly the case. But we're even seeing that the proportion, the clubs that say they're at capacity, is even higher on the private side. So, That is a little bit of a concern, but it is going to be relative. It's going to be based on certain areas, certain geographies, which is why we're seeing some limited new development in places like Florida, the Carolinas, Texas. Those are certainly the bumper states right now where there's the most being built, but there's heightened investment across the country too. You know, I think a lot of people, when they look and they think about the health of golf, they're going to think, okay, well, how many more new golf courses are being built? And that's not necessarily the greatest indicator. It is one of them, but investment is a big part of it too, right? When you're talking about these courses that are flush with play and added revenue, a lot of them are pumping it right back into the existing facility. And so that's a big part of the health of the game. And it's encouraging. What we're seeing is more than $3.5 billion annually right now being pumped back into existing golf course facilities, whether that's infrastructure, whether that's improving the clubhouse, the golf course itself, technology, golf course fleets, or golf cart fleets, new F&B amenities and things like that. So, you know, I think when we kind of look at it big picture, that 10,000-foot view, what we're seeing for the game overall is encouraging. You know, money is being put back into the existing product. It's being improved. More people are being played, more people are playing than ever. More rounds are being played than ever. And there's a lot more opportunities for people to engage with the game, whether it's a green grass or it's off course. So the indicators are certainly looking upwards. It's going to be fascinating to see what the next couple of years yield for us. But the direction is very strong for golf right now.
Eric Matuszewski, the National Golf Foundation editorial director. Golf's a public game in the U.S. Nearly three-quarters of courses are open to all, while less than 8% of the total golfer population belongs to private clubs. But when you're talking about that 8%, you're talking about a pretty serious economic punch. Private club golfers play and spend more on the game. They're more likely to take instruction or travel for golf, and they have a higher average household income. So what, Eric, let's look at some of the factors that might be driving more people to, I wouldn't say abandon public courses, but lean more toward playing private courses. What's the motivation there?
Well, I mean, certainly if people are, you know, if you have a public golfer, you hear from it a little bit more nowadays when someone is trying to decide what to do and how much time to spend on the golf course. If they're able to justify joining a private club and they have one in their area that is going to be a fit and they're thinking about better tee time access, you know, that's we're seeing more folks lean toward that. And so in the past several years, we've actually seen the number of private club golfers increase fairly substantially. You know, it's up over 40%, the number of private club golfers. Now, in the big picture, the number of golfers in the United States, green grass, on-course golfers, it's over 28 million. Of those, the private golfer is about just over 2 million. So it's still a small portion of it. However, when we talk about that increase in 40% over the past 5 years or so, that's substantial. You know, we're seeing noteworthy growth, and that's one of the reasons that you're seeing this slight uptick in the number of new private communities, whether they are residential communities in some of these different areas, whether it's, we're seeing them from Wisconsin to Arizona to Texas to Florida to South Carolina, or these destination private clubs. So you're seeing this uptick, this proliferation on a small level, at least, which is noteworthy. And it's understandable why, you know, you're seeing some of these more devoted players get out there nowadays and say, you know what, I'm going to join a private club. This is my opportunity. I'm going to see it through now. And in part of that, you know, this is why we're seeing folks bring out their friends. You know, if you go out there and you've been a public golfer for years, you join a private club, and now you're able to get some of your friends out there from time to time. That's one of the reasons we're seeing this noteworthy uptick in private rounds this year. You know, as we start to head toward another record-setting year for rounds, and we're only a couple months left, and these are going to be the low volume. So I think we're in a pretty good direction right now. The most substantial year-over-year gains, and when we put together the monthly rounds reports, we work with Golf Data Tech to collect that. We work with golf courses across the country to pull this data. The most significant gains we're seeing every month, year to year, is in the private club side. You know, we're seeing that increase year over year is more substantial than the public. So, you know, at the end of the year, when the final numbers are in, I think we're going to be able to say that the private club golf ended up pushing us over that finish line in terms of the record year. So it's going to be interesting to see where this trend continues to go in the coming years.
Yeah. Will we see perhaps the trend eventually shifting more to public golf at some point?
I think it usually does do that. It will fluctuate from year to year. And I think some of the new technologies that are out there are really fantastic for the public golfer, right? So, you know, the old school way of calling the pro shop, trying to get a tee time, you know, that's a little bit outdated. And so now you're seeing operators embrace new technologies, new ways to seamlessly make sure that their tee sheets are filled and to give people the opportunity, right? And I'm just thinking of a couple different things, whether it's a Golf Now or a property like Notify, where, you know, you and I can sign up and we say, hey, we want to play at this time of day at my local club. In the past, you'd have to refresh the website, you'd have to call the pro shop. Nowadays, you can put in your parameters and you get a text message on your phone if something opens up. So all of a sudden, these unused tee times, they're not getting unused quite as much as they used to in the past. And, you know, this is because of technology. And so we're seeing more and more of this where golf courses are able to fill their inventory much easier than they had 5-10 years ago. And I think that's going to have a dramatic impact in the coming years in terms of tee times, revenues, and overall play, especially on the public side.
A 16% increase in golf participation in recent years, private courses versus public courses. You can go to the NGF website and find out more about that report?
You can. We have some public information there on the website for people that are interested. We'd love to have you check it out.
All right, super. Eric, good to talk to you again. And thanks for taking the time to join us today from the National Golf Foundation, Eric Matuszewski. Thanks, Eric.
Always appreciated. Good to talk to you.
We will take a quick break. Come back. Not done yet. More of Tee to Green right after this.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News & World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. That's 800-918-6189.
The fastest hour in radio, the quickest hour in golf. It's Tee to Green, another hour just flying by on the big show here today. Let's take a look at what's happening in golf this weekend. Not a whole lot. The PGA Tour, there's no event this week. The Tour Champions also idle. The old guys are getting ready to wrap up the season in Phoenix in a couple of weeks with the Charles Schwab Cup Championship. The ladies, the LPGA Tour, still overseas. The Maybank Championship in Kuala Lumpur, there's a three-way tie for the lead heading into the final round. Hannah Green, H.J. Choi, and Miyu Yamashita are all 18 under par. That speaks to the international flavor of ladies golf. Hannah Green from the U.S., H.J. Choi from Korea, and Miyu Yamashita from Japan. That the Maybank Championship in Kuala Lumpur. And congratulations to the 2026 Hall of Fame class from the PGA of America. Six new members will be inducted in a special ceremony this Wednesday at the Omni PGA Frisco Resort during the 109th PGA's annual meeting. Some of the inductees: Jim Richardson, past president of the PGA of America, LPGA legend Nancy Lopez, and trick shot artist Dennis Walters, all inducted to the PGA of America Hall of Fame, the class of 2025. Thanks to Mike May for joining us today, and Eric Matuszewski from the National Golf Foundation as well. And happy birthday to Gary Player, turning 90 years old this weekend. That's going to do it. Thanks for listening. Until next time, hit 'em long, hit 'em straight.